This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves under that mighty hand today, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship. In spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Anoint these lips of clay. Hide me behind Calvary's cross here today in the name of Jesus. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests. But most of all, precious Father, for saving souls, for the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Luke, the fourth chapter, verse 18, and also 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21 through 20. And the word of God reads in Luke 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Here also in Luke, this was Luke, verse 18 and 19. And in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21 and 22, and the word of God reads, and he which established us with you is in Christ, and has anointed us is God, who had also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. This is the word of God for us. The people of God, may God have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We are grateful and thankful again for having the privilege to bring forth the word of God here this night. We are thankful and grateful, amen, that even though we may be in a pandemic and we have gone through a storm, hallelujah, Hurricane Laura have hit the southern coast of Louisiana in the Texas area. But we are thankful and grateful for those that are alive, those that are maybe not in a condition of being comfortable, but with God's help, they are pushing towards making sure that everything may be better than what it once was. Amen. Sometimes we take things for granted, amen. Sometimes we are thankful and grateful for the cool water that we drink and hallelujah, the warm water that we have to take a shower with, the comfort of being inside of a house, the air conditioning, hallelujah. But sometimes when unexpected things happen, we have to look onto the hills from which comes our help, and our help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, I would like for you to pray with me and for me as Prophetess Tebow and myself bring forth the word of God. We thank God for the woman of God to be a partner with me, because faith works makes the dream work. We thank God for Busting Losing Faith Ministries this night. Thank God for Pastor Jay, a man who is a mighty woman of God, her and her husband, for allowing us to be able to be part of her show, as a part of those that is upon the door that God has opened up for her at this time. Amen. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we are talking about what we want to talk about today, hallelujah, tonight, is that you are anointed for a purpose. As a child of God, you are anointed for a purpose, for a special purpose. God have called us for such a time as this, and he have anointed us for the task, for the assignment that he have given each and every one of us as a child, as children of God. Here, the word says in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32, the B clause of the verse says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every true believer of Christ is anointed, chosen for a specific purpose in furthering God's gospel. Again, here in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21 and 22, how he who established us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God, who also has sealed you and given you the Spirit in our heart as a guarantee. A question may be asked this night: what is the anointing for? The anointing of God is for your identity and appointment for a child of God. You are anointed for a specific purpose. Here, people of God, a man or woman who doesn't know who they are will not know who they are not. There are factors that shape our identity: the culture and tradition, the language, the gender, the family, and friends. So, child of God, the anointing gives us, or gives you, the identity of being a believer of Christ. So you are no longer bound by anything, whether it be by culture, tradition, language, gender, female or male, family or friend. You are anointed for a specific purpose. You see, the power of the anointing. The anointing is having the ability from God to do things and to change things and to accomplish your assignment. Yes, believer of Christ, it is a divine enabling. It is when God put his supernatural on your natural. Here the book says, the Bible says, the word of God says in John 14, verse 26, the comforter, the helper, the paraclete, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, you are appointed and anointed for a specific service. To be anointed by God is not only to be handpicked, but also to be empowered by Him for the task or position to which God has called you. Believers of Christ, the power of the anointing makes the closed doors to open up. When God opens the door, no man can shut it. You are anointed for a purpose. Yes, you are. Here also in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Also, the meaning of the word anointed means to be chosen one. The word of God says that Jesus Christ was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit to spread the gospel, the good news, and to free those who have been held captive by sin. Believers of Christ, people of God, God also has anointed us because He has an appointment for us. In other words, a person that is anointed for a specific purpose, whether it be to be a king, or to be a prophet, or a judge, or a priest, to be a builder, or a leader. You are anointed for a special purpose. So, believer of Christ, the moment you got saved, God started to set up appointments for you. Some of us, as believers of Christ, have bigger appointments. Some of us have smaller ones, depending on what a person has. The Holy Spirit may not change the circumstances, but He will help you develop what He has already given you. You see, God will use you for who you are, not for who you are not. I'm going to say that again, because sometimes we get in trouble. We get ourselves in trouble because we're out of alignment. Hallelujah, we're out of the place that God have already established us to be in. So God will use you. If you stay in the lane that He have anointed you to be in, God will use you for who you are, not for who you are not. You are anointed for a special purpose and task. The anointing is for a demonstration. God has anointed us so we can demonstrate Him to people. Demonstration means the action of showing the existence or truth of something by giving proof or evidence. So therefore, the anointing is for a demonstration of God's power in a believer's life. So people of God, it is not in the enticing words of man wisdom that will bring the world back to God, but it is in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. Here the word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Here the Apostle Paul is letting the Corinthians know that my speech and my preaching was not with enticing, persuasive words of man's wisdom, but but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The Apostle Paul was used mightily by God. Here he's letting the Corinthians know that it is not by man's speech and preaching of eloquent words of man's wisdom, but it is only in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and of power that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, there is a connection between the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. So wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is power in the Holy Ghost. When God made it possible for the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, to live in us as believers of Christ, he made powerlessness inexcusable. So child of God, in order to do God's work, you will need God's power. Because without power, without God's power, you can end up being as funny as the door-to-door salesman whose products that doesn't work. When God is asking, when he is asked for a demonstration, I'm going to say that again. Child of God, in order to do God's work, you will need God's power. Because without God's power, you can end up being as phony as the door-to-door salesman whose product that doesn't work when he is asked for a demonstration. Power is God coming into the lives of people. Power is the demonstration, of the presence of God. So people of God, your anointing is not only for an appointment, but for an assignment, for a demonstration. You are anointed for a special purpose. Oh, yes, you are. Don't make anyone try to sidetrack you. Don't allow anyone to try to make you feel belittled, make you feel like a nobody. I stop by to let you know that you, as a child of God, you are anointed for a special purpose. God has anointed you at conversion. God has anointed you, equipped you for an assignment that he already had in store for you. So remember this, that the Holy Spirit was given to you to make you the best you on this earth. God has anointed you for your identity as a child of God. God has anointed you because he has an appointment for you, and he has anointed you to demonstrate him to people. You are anointed of God. You are anointed specific and special purpose. Here in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, it says, but the anointing which you have received of him abided in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you should abide in him. You see, God has anointed you so that you may be equipped for every good work, to resist evil, to know the truth, to preach the word of God, to be able to pray, and to have fellowship with God. You see, the function of the anointing is very precious, because grace flows from the head to the body by means of the anointing. The anointing is the operation of the Holy Spirit within man. You are anointed for a special time, for a special purpose, for a specific purpose. You are anointed for such a time as this in 2020. Yes, we are going through a pandemic. Yes, we have gone through a major hurricane, Hurricane Laura. But we still are looking on to God as our way maker. Looking on to him as they are looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. We realize that the Bible says that them that wait on the Lord, according to Isaiah 40 and 31, those that wait on the Lord, he will renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Spirit of God to help us, hallelujah, to endure all the way to the end, to help us to complete the assignment that God has given us to do. Here in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. You see, the anointing of God is very essential. It's very important for you in order to live a victorious Christian life. Jesus needed the anointing to do the Father's will. So we as followers of his need the anointing as well. We need the anointing because the anointing breaks yokes over our lives. We need the anointing for strength and power, hallelujah, to do God's work and ministry that he has given us to do. We need the anointing because the anointing, the power of the anointing, has the ability from God to do things and to change things and to accomplish our assignment. Because believers of Christ, it is a divine empower, enabling. It is when God put his supernatural on our natural here on earth. Yes, the anointing is powerful. The anointing is found in the presence of God. The anointing is, hallelujah, the anointing oil that we use today in 2020. It symbolizes God's Holy Spirit. You see, only God can anoint a person for a purpose. Remember that the oil is only a symbol. Every one of us who is a Christian has an anointing from Jesus Christ. Every one of us received the anointing by faith. Bible says in Hebrew 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Goes on a little bit further. In Hebrew 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We are seeking him because we need him. We are seeking him in spirit and in truth. The anointing is needed at this hour. Hallelujah. Thank God for his mercy, his grace. Thank God for his anointing that rests upon our lives as we pray, as we minister the word, as we witness to people. That's why it's so very important, according to 2 Timothy 2:15, for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Yes, through prayer and fasting, we will get God's divine power to overcome strongholds in our lives, to overcome things that is of fleshly origin. Yes, when we commit our lives totally and complete and place it in God's hands, God can take us. He can put us on the potter's wheel. He can help us. He can mold us. Take out all the impurities out of our lives. He can make us, break us and stretch us to be that vessel set apart for the master's use. To be that vessel that is filled with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit of God can use us for God's glory. Yes, through praise and worship, seeking God's face. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, for us to seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added to us. You are anointed for a special specific purpose here today. In Jesus' name, we pray. I Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Indeed, we need God every day of our lives. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So again, tonight we are talking about you are anointed for a special purpose. Here again in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. You see, the anointing is very important and essential for you as a believer of Christ in order to live a victorious Christian life. Jesus needed the anointing to do God's will. So we as followers of his need the anointing as well. Also here in Luke 4 and 18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the receiving of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You are anointed for a special purpose. Believers of Christ, the anointing consecrates you and separates you unto a specific purpose, and that purpose is for God's service. Again, we must be reminded that the anointing is the marking of a person or object with oil to establish that person or thing for a special purpose. In the Old Testament, objects and vessels were anointed in the temple in Jerusalem to identify them as belonging to God for the strict purpose of worship. People were also anointed in the Old Testament when a prophet or a priest or a king was chosen by God. They were anointed for their assignment. The anointing carries God's endorsement and endowment for the person to carry out ministry. The question may be asked tonight, does God still anoint people today? The answer is yes, he does. Here the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 through 22. Now he will establish us with you in Christ, and has appointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given the earnest, the down payment of the Spirit in our hearts. So we are anointed, brothers and sisters of Christ, for a specific purpose. Like a prophet, you are anointed to represent God and to proclaim his word. You see, when the Spirit of God encounters the life of the believer, the Word of God becomes more than a regular book. It becomes the very voice of God who speaks spiritual life and hope in the ears of the people. So, believer of Christ, like a priest, you are anointed to serve God, to be an intercessor and a worshiper. You see, it takes the Holy Spirit and truth for you to be a true worshiper of God. In John chapter 4, verses 23 through 24, the word says, but the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. You see, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So believers of Christ, when true worship occurs, oftentimes God will anoint that person with a desire to pray and to intercede on their behalf. When that happens, then the promise of James chapter 5, verse 16 becomes a reality. You see, the B clause of the verse says that the effectual, effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You are anointed for a special purpose. Oh, yes, you are. God is good and worthy to be praised. You are anointed and appointed for God's service. You see, again, the anointed oil, it symbolizes God's Holy Spirit. Only God can anoint a person for a purpose. Remember that the oil is only a symbol. Every one of us who is a Christian has an anointing from Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter 2, verse 9, the word says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are anointed and appointed for God's service. You are a royal priesthood. You have a prophetic anointing to speak the good news about Jesus. So believers of Christ, we have been anointed for Christian ministry. While we live here in this world of sin, this dark world, this lost world. So child of God, you have been enabled, entrusted, and empowered to accomplish God's will in order for you to discern the truth, in order for you to be able to pray and speak in tongues, in order for you to be strengthened with power in your inner being, in order for you to be led by God. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes, it is the anointing that opens your mind. It is the anointing that teaches you, guides you, have called you to prayer. It is the anointing that empowers you and enables you to become a stronger and more powerful Christian. Believers of Christ, it is only because of the cross that you have been forgiven for your sins and having the privilege of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, not only in you, but upon you. You are an anointed vessel of God. You have been cleansed by God, and you have been filled with the Holy Spirit. You are anointed for a specific service. You see, God has prepared you for works of service. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10. It says, for ye are his workmanship, creation, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God has before ordained that you should walk in them. So believers of Christ, God never lets anything go to waste. And so your family background, your life circumstances, and your specific talents and gifts all have a purpose in God's plan. God has been preparing you all along for works of service that he prepared in advance for you to do. God also have called you to works of service. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Every Christian is called to serve. Yes, God has prepared you for works of service, and God has called you to works of service. So people of God, spirit anointed preaching, it begins with the preacher. God does not anoint programs, plans, eloquent speaking, or education. God only anoints people, those individuals who have been prepared in cooperation with God to be entrusted with the power of the Holy Spirit. You are anointed for a specific service. Spirit anointed preaching does not come without being willing to pay a great price that involves being broken by God, being molded through prayer and by prayer, and being prostrated in humble dependency upon God for his power. You see, the Holy Spirit can only anoint preaching which is biblical and in harmony with the good news, with the gospel. In John chapter 16, verse 13, the word of God says, howbeit, when he, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You are anointed a specific service. Ministers of the gospel, anointed preaching is done when we proclaim a passage of scripture over which we have studied, prayed over, and meditated over, until the truth has not only become clear to our minds, but has burned its way into our hearts. Jesus should be the center of the message that is being preached. Another characteristic of spirit anointed preaching is that when it will be timely and to the point, suitable for now, for the spiritual season that we are in. So we as ministers of the gospel need to speak to the urgent and immediate needs of the people of God. Brothers and sisters of Christ, the anointing is having the ability from God to do things, to change things, and to accomplish your assignment while you're here on earth. It is a divine enabling. It is when God put his supernatural on your natural. It is being able to do something you could not do in your own power. And you demonstrate the unnatural power of God, the supernatural power of God. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, for a reminder, yes, as a believer of Christ, that every believer of Christ is anointed, chosen for a specific purpose in furtherance God's kingdom. So, people of God, it is very important for us to know who we are in Christ, even in 2020, as we are home in this pandemic, as we are home here in quarantine, God is still able and willing to meet our each and every need. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. I am reminded again here in the book of Luke, chapter 4, and verse 18. We'll start with verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. It says, and Jesus being filled full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And here, when we go a little bit further, we see after Jesus was tested, he taught in Nazareth. And here it says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for the reading. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written. Chapter 4, verse 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus, the Son of God, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Spirit of God in order to complete God's work. If we can remember when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, getting ready to go to the cross, getting ready to give up his life for all mankind. Jesus prayed. He prayed so hard that sweat came trembling down his blood. He prayed and he said, Father, if there's any way possible, let this cup be removed from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus, he gained the victory in the Garden of Gethsemane before they came to get him and bring him to before Pontius Pilate, before the judgment hall. Jesus Christ, he stood before Pilate, the king, and didn't say a mumbling word. Jesus Christ, they laid a crown of thorns on his head. They laid a purple robe across his back. Jesus Christ, they laid stripes upon his back. Blood and skin was torn from it. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. They placed upon him an old rugged cross for him to drag from Judgment Hall all the way to where to Calvary's Hill. Jesus Christ, when they got to the place called Skull, when they got to the place, they laid him on that old rugged cross. They put spikes through the palm of his hand, through the ankles of his feet. They lift him up, they stretched him wide. Jesus Christ, while on that cross, he didn't say a mumbling word. Before he gave up the ghost, before he gave up spirit into God's hand, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. They pierced him in his side. Water and blood came trembling down. When the water and the blood reached the ground, thundering started roaring. Lightning started flashing. Graves started opening up. The dead was walking among the living. Jesus Christ, while on that cross, he died. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose up with power from on high. He was seen of witnesses walking. He went, find the disciples, close up in a room because of fear. Jesus Christ, he came through the door where there was, and he didn't rebuke them. He just let them know who he was. Doubting Thomas wasn't there at the time. When he heard the news, Doubting Thomas said, I won't believe unless I see. Jesus came back, presented himself to the apostles and the disciples. Thomas was there. And he showed Thomas the holes in the palm of his hand. Thomas said, Lord, I believe. Jesus said to you, I believe. Blessed is the ones that have not seen, but yet believe. Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to prepared place. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, oh, many mentioned, if it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is an opportunity for you to get to know him. This is an opportunity that if you don't know him, Bible says that if you would repent of your sin, would come to the foot of the cross and repent of your sin. Hallelujah, then God would forgive you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness, He would help you to bring you to that place where you can give your life to Christ. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. 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 If you'd like to get in contact with Apostle Nelson Tebow or Prophet Lisa Tebow, you can contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can contact, the contact address is Busting Loose and Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. It's our prayer. Until we meet again, God's willing, Jesus tarry. Hallelujah. This Friday at 6:00. Have a blessed night and a fantastic week. God bless. Good night.